In this talk, we will be focusing upon the exalted month of Chodesh Elul, the last month of the year before Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and the Yom HaNoraim. Elul in our Masorah tradition was an institution. Its very name conjured up powerful feelings among our Gedolei Yisrael, ranging from the Lithuanian Bali Musar to the Hasidish Rebbeim. It was palpable. You could feel it. Even simple people acted differently during this period of time. There is a letter from the great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in which he writes, "Lefanim b'Yisrael achazo palotzus mikol korei chodesh el." Once upon a time, people trembled and were seized with terror upon hearing the announcement of Chodesh Elul. A Rav who attended davening of Shabbos Mevorchim Elul, together with the Chafetz Chaim, Zatzal writes, that the Chafetz Chaim visibly began to shake and burst into tears upon hearing the Chazan state Rosh Chodesh Elul. Reb Etzela Miperteburger, famed Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, did not speak idle speech, sichas chulin, except divrei Torah and tefillah during the entire month. Indeed, in Europe there was a piskam, a saying, "Biyomim elu gam hadogim bayom roadim." In these days, even the fish in the sea tremble. There are certain halachas particularly relevant to Elul. Nusach Sfard, following the Shulchan Aruch, says slichus the entire month. Ashkenaz, following Ramah, does not. The shofar is blown. L'dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi is said twice a day. We believe that there is a dual aspect to the importance of Chodesh Elul. First, it is an Eis Rotzen, a time with a special quality whereby our tefillah, our tshuva, our supplications are particularly apt to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This quality was established within Elul from the time of the Chet of the Egel. After Bnei Yisrael sinned, the first luchos were broken. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos on behalf of Bnei Yisrael were accepted, and he ascended again to receive the luchos shnios, which were given again on Yom HaKippurim. In addition, it is a time of hachana, preparation, a transition period, in preparation for the Yemei HaDin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. In Yadus, a hachana period is always necessary. For example, Kabbalas HaTorah needed a period of preparation and transition, represented by the Yemei Svira between the Yontif of Pesach and Kabbalas HaTorah on Shavuos. There are numerous hints Ramazim brought in our Svarim, buttressing this idea of Chodesh Elul being a Hachana period. We will mention briefly one. In the Torah about the Mon, it says, "Ve'hichinu bayom hashishi lashvi." They would prepare an extra portion on the sixth day, Friday, for the seventh day, since you could not carry on Shabbos. There are Svarim that interpret Bayom here meaning a month. Ve'hichinu by Chodesh Hashishi. We need to prepare ourselves on the sixth month. The sixth month, starting with Nisan, is Elul. L'shvi for the Chodesh Hashvi, for the seventh month, Tishrei, the Yom HaNoraim. We can further learn much about this month of Elul by looking into its very name. Elul is Aramaic. The names of the months came up from Bavel. If we look in Parsha Shlach, in the Parsha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe with the command to send the Meraglim, the spies, into Eretz Yisrael, it says the spies, V'yosuru es Eretz Kanaan, they should search the land of Israel. If you look at the Targum Unculus, translates V'yosuru into Aramaic, V'alulun, which means in Aramaic, the root Elul means to search. Search what? Search oneself. Introspection. This is the foundation of the tshuva process. As we say, Nach beso derachenu, we will examine our ways, v'nachkora, v'nashuva. This will lead us to a proper tshuva. The gematria of Elul is 67, the same gematria as the word bina, knowledge, self-knowledge, introspection. Opposite, chet, is a lack of self-knowledge. The Navi Yeshayo, in his harsh rebuke of Klal Yisroel, recited at Shabbos Chazon, Chazon Yishayo, has a phrase where he says, Yisroel lo yoda, Ami, my nation, lo hisponon, the reflexive. They did not have internal self-knowledge, and therefore they were led to chet and to sin. There are numerous acronyms given in our Svarim regarding Chodesh Elul. We will, Mir Tzashem, delve briefly into the two most famous ones and suggest a connection between them. The first one comes from Shir HaShirim, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I am together with my lover and my lover with me, depicting the Eis Dodiv, a loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always have direct access to Hashem. B'nei Yisrael is always the beloved Kala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But particularly in this period of time of Elul, it is an Eis Dodim. We have particularly close relationships to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, an ever-growing process begins Elul, culminating at the end of Yom HaKippurim. In Elul, the closeness is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very apt to respond to our supplications. In Aseres Yimei Teshuva, it goes even further. Hashem literally reaches out. He's even closer, kevayochol, as it says, Dirshu Hashem behimotzo'o, kiro, call out to Hashem, and it's referring to Aseres Yimei Teshuva, bioso korov, when he's even closer to us than during the rest of the year. The climax is at the end of Yom HaKippurim, Ni'ilah, when we say in the Tefillah, Ato nosein yad laposhim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally sticks his hand out to the sinners. It is a great chesed, as a result of the rachamim of Hashem, that he maintains such a direct, loving relationship with us, even when we sin, and therefore allows us to do tshuva. More, he wants us to do tshuva. It says, Horotzeh b'tshuvas rishoyim. The second acronym is based on a pasuk in Nitzavim, in Devorim, Umol Hashem Elokecha, Eslevavacha v'eslevav zarecha. Kosh Baruch Hu will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. This also spells out Elul. And there's a similar pasuk earlier in Devorim. What is the idea of Mila, the circumcision of the heart? How is it related to Tshuva? How does it relate to the first acronym? Tshuva means to return. Return to what? There are phrases that indicate it means returning to Hashem, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Sometimes we say v'hashevos elavavecha, you return to your heart. Which is it? We will briefly read a famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerish in the Laws of Divorce, from which we can gain deeper understanding of this and answer to these questions. The Rambam says, if the din is that a person is supposed to divorce his wife and he refuses to do so, the court, the Beis Din, can take the extreme step of literally, by physical force, forcing him to give the get. But a person has to do it willingly. They can force him till the point he can take it no longer, and he says, Rotsani, I want to do it, and the get is given. The Rambam says, but why is it good he was forced to do it? Answers the Rambam, the famous answer, we do not say you're forced to do something. That's only if you're forced to do something that is something wrong, or it's not a mitzvah. But Misha Tokfo Yetzer Hara, somebody's Yetzer Hara took hold of him and doesn't allow him to do a mitzvah, or more, causes him to do an Aveira, and he was hit and went through physical duress until he agrees no longer to do it. Therefore, that person was forced by his Yetzer Hara, and by physical force, he's being released, so to speak, from the clutches of the Yetzer Hara, and is doing what he really wants to do. This person really wants to divorce his wife. Me'achar shuhu rotze lios mi'Yisrael. Every Yisrael wants to be deep down in Yisrael. V'rotze hu lasos kol ha-mitzvos. He wants to do mitzvahs and to stay away from aveiros. But, unfortunately, Yisro hu shetafo, his Yetzer Hara, took hold of him. Once he was hit, his Yetzer Hara was weakened, he says Rotza Ani, and he really willingly is doing the right thing. This is a fundamental principle, says the Rambam. The Yisroel even when Chote, really deep down within his soul, the lave of the Yisrael, always wants to do Torah and mitzvahs. Even when a person is a Chote, he's buried by Chato'im, but his essence, the essential Jew, the essential Yid, is untouched by sin. His lave is pure. It could be buried. It could be buried with many levels. But these levels really are external to him. As the Rambam says in Hilchos Truah, when we sin, we're distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's the sins that distance us. Once we remove the sins, then we're back being close. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Lo Yeh Bo Cho El Zor. What is a Zar that's in the Gufo Shal Odom, the Eitzara? It's internal, but really it's external to us. It's not our real self. This would explain the process of Orlas HaLev. By circumcising the heart, one is removing the external Yetzahara, the layers of, so to speak, filthy clothing covering our hearts, and we're revealing our true hearts. That is the process of tshuva. We can do that because of the first acronym, because Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, Hashem maintains this loving relationship with our essential selves, which is untouched by sin. What is tshuva? It's return to Hashem. It's also return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's also returning to our hearts. It's one and the same. By returning to our hearts, removing the orla which covers our heart, we are returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. Hopefully, we will, be'ezras Hashem, be able to learn this message of Elul and be zocheh to do a genuine tshuva, and thereby become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way, we will be able to usher in the Geula Shleima. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Tshuva says, Ein Yisroel Nigolin Ela B'Tshuva. The Geula will come only through Tshuva. But continues the Rambam, Kvar Hivticha HaTorah, Shesof Yisroel Lasos Tshuva B'Sof Galusa. The Torah has promised us that in the end of days, at the end of the Golus, Yisroel will indeed B'chozer B'tshuva, and listen to the words of the Rambam, and when they will do such, Umiyad Hein Negolim, immediately they will be Negolim. The Geula will come, the Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, V'mheirav Yomenu, Amen.